USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week for talks to try and strengthen the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He tells ABC's this week that the White House's quiet diplomacy efforts helped take the first step needed to end the conflict.
It was critical to get to the ceasefire, and President Biden's focus on relentless, determined, but quiet diplomacy is what got us to where we needed to be, which is to get the violence ended as quickly as possible, to stop more human suffering, and to at least put ourselves in position to make a turn, to make a pivot, to building something more positive. That has to start now.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. At least one child is among the dead. Another, an Israeli national, is hospitalized and in critical condition. Investigators are still searching for the cause of the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to try and strengthen a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that has held since being declared on Friday. But many say that the problems between Israel and the terrorist group will not be easy to solve. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren says a quick fix won't work in this conflict. He tells Fox News that the situation is made more difficult by political turmoil in both Israel and the Palestinian territories.
Keep in mind, Hamas is a terrorist organization that doesn't accept any peace with Israel. Not two states, not one state. It seeks our destruction. It's a jihadist, genocidal organization. So the problems here are very deep, and they don't easily lend themselves to, you know, quick fixes. Especially now, because we have our own political problems in Israel. We may be entering our fifth election in just over 2 years. And the Palestinians don't have a legitimate government either. So moving forward on a political peace process is not going to happen right now.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A group of senators have introduced a bill that would allow local police to enforce immigration laws. Jeremy Scott reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
you know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE, to do what they need to do.
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Phil Mickelson has won the PGA Championship to win his first major title since the 2013 Open Championship. Mickelson finished the weekend at 6-under, two strokes ahead of Louis Oosthuizen and Brooks Koepka, who tied for second. At age 50, Mickelson also becomes the oldest golfer to win a major championship, surpassing Julius Boros, who was 48 when he won the 1968 PGA Championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.